last week as UB's Center for 21st Century Music was about to embark on the 40th June in Buffalo Music Festival, an odd development occurred. Reports emerged that the event's organizer, David Felder, had retired.
I'm a very, very long way from retiring and a very, very long way from my time being ended as director of June in Buffalo or the Center for 21st Century Music.
In fact, Felder told WBFO that he'll soon begin brainstorming ideas for June in Buffalo in 2016. This is the 40th year for the festival, the last 30, which have been organized by David Felder. He says the festival has helped to build an international reputation for the UB Music Program, while also providing important opportunities.
The other thing for me that I take a lot of pride in is that we've really programmed someplace around 700 to 750 young composers over these last 30 years, where they've had the ability to participate in the festival, but also have world-class performances of their pieces, which is really important for their development and, in fact, for the field. The second is there's kind of a large phenomenon that has happened, which I would say is the tremendous rise of the woman composer, the female composer. When I first began the festival, we might have one or two applicants, but the field has changed so much now that it's literally divided in half.
June in Buffalo continues this week with a series of concerts at a variety of venues at UB and around Buffalo. With 16 concerts, the festival boasts over 70 new works from new music composers from around the world, many of whom have gathered here this week. The schedule also includes one of David Felder's own compositions.
Just say that it's the Four Cardinal Times. That's the English translation from a poem by the really wonderful French writer and poet René Dumas. And it's a poem that's been very, very important to me, and so it became the basis for this very big work. And it's a very big piece in that it involves a large chamber orchestra, 12 channels of electronically processed voice, which was made. We are now adding lighting and video created by Olivier Pasquet. And so it's a kind of totally immersive experience that lasts the 51 minutes. One can come and sample and hear a lot of different things. I don't know that everything on a program will be to a non-contemporary music fan's liking, but certainly you'll be able to find something on each program where you might find the music touching you in ways that you might not have anticipated if you believed the, what they call on radio, I guess, the bumper. You know, the idea that some kind of music can be reduced to one or two sentences or a line. If you're a fan of virtuoso music making, for example, the idea to come out and hear Irvin Arditti, the world's greatest violinist, in my opinion, playing on Thursday night in a small hall where he's playing some of the most difficult and interesting repertoire that's been written for the violin is a really unique opportunity. And so I encourage people to take a look at the schedule, and I'm sure you can find something that is to your liking. Thank you.